Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This is Let's Talk Pella. And I'm here at Pella Cooperative Electric, and we're going to be sitting down with Stan Isink, Member Relations Manager, and Jenna Boat, the Communications Coordinator here. And we're going to be talking a little bit about the upcoming changes and the already existing changes with home lighting and CFL lights and the other alternatives. And first and foremost, I'd just like to thank you two for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, we're glad we have the opportunity.
At this point, most people are familiar with CFL lights. What's pushing CFLs to be the replacement for incandescent lamps? And what makes them more efficient?
Well, first of all, there are a variety of lamp options that are available to replace the incandescents, not just CFLs. Consumers can purchase energy-saving incandescent bulbs, which are known as halogens. They can purchase LEDs or CFL bulbs. Regular incandescent bulbs use a lot of energy to produce light. 90% of this energy is given off as heat, which is a lot of lost energy. The Bipartisan Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007 established the efficiency standards requiring bulbs to use 25% less energy. And those standards were supposed to be effective on January 1st, 2012, but they were delayed due to defunding, and so now they're giving a date of October of 2012. However, manufacturers have already invested millions of dollars in transitioning to the energy efficiency lighting. So even with the bulb standard delay, consumers are still going to see a host of more efficient products on store shelves.
Over the lifetime of, you know, your average light output bulbs, what would the actual savings be, and what does that translate to per light per month if people were to run it for, you know, an average of 6 hours a day or so?
Well, Evan, an exact answer on that is going to be difficult. It's going to depend on several factors, such as the type of bulb, the amount paid for the bulb, cost per kilowatt hour, other factors that may be different for each consumer. However, the new light bulb's light output will not be measured in watts. It'll be measured in lumens. And a lumen is a measure of the amount of light a bulb produces. So when shopping for more efficient bulbs, consumers should see a lighting facts label that is required by the Federal Trade Commission. The label will help consumers compare the brightness and estimated energy costs of various types of light bulbs. For example, a 60-watt bulb, which is equivalent to a 13 to 15-watt CFL, is about 800 lumens. This label should also give the estimated yearly energy cost, life of the bulb, light appearance, as well as energy used. The savings can add up. Upgrading 15 inefficient incandescent bulbs in your home could save you about $50 per year. And a 60-watt incandescent bulb would take approximately $1.19 to run for a month at 6 hours a day. A CFL bulb would be approximately 25 cents to run for a month at 6 hours a day. Pella Cooperative Electric, we have several brochures here about energy efficient lighting, and this will give you equivalents of traditional incandescent bulb wattages to newer efficient bulbs measured in lumens.
The average lifespan of an incandescent bulb is significantly shorter than many of these alternative replacements. That is a factor in cost savings, right?
Yes, it is. As we said, there are a lot of different types of efficient bulbs. The most common are LEDs, the energy-saving incandescents, and the CFLs. So the energy-saving or halogen incandescent bulbs, they use about 25% less energy, and they last up to 3 times longer than the traditional incandescent. The CFL bulbs use about 75% less energy, and they last about 10 times longer than the traditional incandescent. And then the LED uses about 75 to 80% less energy, and they last up to 25 times longer than the traditional incandescent bulb.
CFL lights do contain minor amounts of some harmful materials. What do people need to be mindful of when they, you know, accidentally break a bulb or when they're disposing of them? There's obviously some special considerations there as well.
CFLs contain a really small amount of mercury, about 4 milligrams. And that compared to like a traditional thermometer, a thermometer would contain about 500 milligrams. So it's a very small amount. If a bulb is broken, you can use the following steps to clean them up. First, you should open a window to ventilate the room, and then scoop up the powder and the glass fragments using cardboard, and then seal in a plastic bag. And then if there's any remaining fragments or powder, you should use duct tape to clean those up. And after it's all cleaned up, then you should place all of the materials outside in a trash can and then wash your hands. If they burn out, they should be recycled. And local recycling is available at South Central Iowa Solid Waste Agency, south of Pella.
CFL lights draw less current from the system for the same amount of lumens, as you mentioned earlier. The equivalent bulbs are one quarter of the wattage or so. What does that mean for you guys as the power cooperative and the electrical system in America in general? Is that going to be a major factor?
Well, yeah, Evan, in theory, it could and should decrease demand, assuming there are no other increased load factors from other sources. For example, if a consumer replaces all of their traditional incandescent bulbs with newer, more efficient bulbs, but turns up their thermostat due to colder weather or lowers their thermostat for air conditioning load, then that consumer may not see a savings on their bill.
You've mentioned the other types as well. They're the LED lights and the energy-efficient halogens. What are the pros and cons of the CFL lights, which, from what I've seen, seem to be more popular compared to those other types of energy-saving lamps?
Well, Evan, the CFLs are a good option because they're relatively inexpensive. Like, for example, when you're comparing it to an LED light, the LEDs are much more expensive, but they also last a lot longer. So that's one of the pros of the CFLs. And in general, the more efficient bulbs are going to be more expensive than the traditional incandescents. But like we've said, they last a lot longer and they help to save energy.
Is there anything else you'd like people to know about the transition away from the traditional incandescents? Or?
Well, a really great resource that I've found is www.energysavers.gov. And I would encourage people to visit that website or visit the cooperative's website, www.pella-cea.org. And there's a lot of great information about the transition and a lot of material to help answer questions.
I'd really like to thank both of you for coming on Let's Talk Pella. Once again, that was Stan Isink and Jenna Boat, both employees here at Pella Cooperative Electric. Once again, I'd really like to thank both of you for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Once again, you're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.